At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, so first of all, The Carriker Chronicles returns August 25th, Sunday, August 25th, 6 p.m. Central Time. You can check it out on YouTube. Also, CarrickerChronicles.com, The Ticket. Check out TheTicket.com, X, Facebook, all social media, Amazon Prime, podcast platforms, TV, radio. It's every frickin' where, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get back to the countdown. And I think I might have an inkling of what your opinion at CM Punk at number 21 is. All right, CM Punk ranked the 21st greatest pro wrestler of all time. What are your thoughts here, DP?
Yeah, and I'll bring Bach into this conversation here, because Bach and I were having a conversation over the break, and I think we kind of landed on the thing that, quite frankly, they're listing it's younger people who are making this list.
Yes,
without regard for what really built it. And what the standards are for it. Because we can rattle off 25 champions. Like people who filled buildings everywhere, not just their hometown. Every country. CM Punk is not amongst them. He's not amongst them. Like I am a CM Punk fan. The pop of being in Chicago, we were in Chicago, Haas and I went to the pay-per-view in Chicago where he made his return. And the pop in that building was just insane. Is he one of the top 25 ever? No. No. No, he's not. Sorry. Like you, CM Punk. Like you, brother.
If Bach wants to hop in, just hop in any point, Bach. Real quick, I want to correct myself. It's theticketfm.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. theticketfm.com. All right. So I remember we actually had a similar conversation when we were doing the greatest talkers of all time, when we did that list. Uh-huh. It kind of started with the pipe bomb.
Yep.
And that was phenomenal. To me, the two single greatest promos in wrestling history are the pipe bomb and Austin 316, however you want to rank them. And we can debate that list one day.
Yes, we can, because no.
Well, those are the two that stick out in my mind. But with Austin, if you take the Austin 316 away, okay, that promo, you've still got his matches and rivalry with The Rock. You've still got the greatest WWE storyline of all time with Mr. McMahon. You've still got the most white-hot superstar of all time, okay? You take the pipe bomb from CM Punk. He's had a very good career. He had a 400-plus WWE championship reign at one point. I don't know that many people recall it anymore, correct, like they did at that point in time. But there's been several times when it just hasn't worked out.
Yeah.
Okay. It didn't work out in WWE to begin with. He goes away for 10 years. He goes to AEW. He's going to be the savior, whatever. Gets into it with the EVPs. Then they start a whole Saturday show around him. And the views just weren't there. Then he ends up leaving with the whole Jungle Boy stuff. And I'm speaking very vaguely. If you're not a wrestling fan, I apologize. I am trying to move quickly. But everywhere he goes, there's high expectations, and it just seems to be a bit of an under-delivery. Even coming back to WWE, he hurts the tricep because he always gets hurt. Mm-hmm. He's definitely entertaining. He's great on the mic. I love watching him. Not top 25, in my opinion. Okay,
Adam, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does he rank as highly on the men's list as his wife does on the women's list?
Ooh.
Because AJ Lee is in the top 10 of women wrestlers ever.
The answer is no. I do think there's a lot more men wrestlers over time to compete with, so it's a bigger list versus the women's list, in fairness.
She dominated.
No, he doesn't.
She dominated. He doesn't. Yeah.
Her promo with the Bellas to this day, talking about the whole John Cena bedroom, all that good stuff, that's
fire.
Still one of my favorite promos
fire.
Of all time.
Fire.
All right, number 20.
Uh-huh.
Rey Mysterio.
No, sir. No, sir. No.
Okay.
No.
So here's
sir.
What we're gonna do. I just want to skip ahead. Actually, I know you're gonna like one, two. You've got to like the next three. Okay. So we are gonna slow it down a little.
Okay.
So go ahead. Quick thoughts on Rey Mysterio. Go ahead.
I'll save you time. No.
He's the greatest luchador of all time.
No, he's not. Mil Máscaras. Mil Máscaras okay. is the goat. Like no.
Who?
Mil Máscaras. Yeah. Mil Máscaras. Oh my God. Mil Máscaras is on the the Mount Rushmore of luchador. This dude had his own soap opera with the mask on. I didn't you to understand.
Where was it aired at? The soap opera.
Mexico, South America. Like Mil Máscaras was a true worldwide heartthrob. And the style of wrestling, he was the one that brought it to America in full. Partnered with the Guerreros, you know, Dad Chavo Sr., that crew survived all of the chaos and insanity that was going on in South America. But yeah, so much so that he is the evolution of the mask and living that life in full is Mil Máscaras.
So if we were to debate road pavers,
uh-huh.
Okay,
yep.
Then we might err towards the individual you're talking about. But when I talk about feats, name being recognizable, I don't think there's anybody that surpasses Rey Mysterio, at least not from my knowledge. So I'm going to stick with my statement of greatest luchador of all time, or at least most recognizable. I haven't even seen the other individual, and if I have, I did not remember it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So for me, that's where I'm going to stick with. I know we're going to disagree on that.
Yep.
But I know you're going to like the name that's going to come up next. Uh-huh. I don't think you're going to like the placement.
Yep.
All right, number 19 is Andre the Giant.
Blasphemers! Blasphemers all! That is the goat of all goats of all goats. He is the goatiest of all goats. Andre could sell out your building without you.
That is true.
Andre.
That is true.
Like, literally, that you would have to set the deal in place before Andre got there. That, please, sir, will you come in, make us tons of money, and then leave town with the belt here? Please, sir. If you don't mind. Yeah. Andre's,
there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, yeah. Andre's one. And then whatever else you want to do, Andre can outsell anybody on this list in their building, in their era, anytime.
So it's interesting because I rarely hear two names that I have in my top 12. I rarely hear them mentioned when people think of top 5, top 10, top 15 wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Andre the Giant and Bruno Sammartino. I rarely hear them brought up, and I think it's an era thing. I think it's a timing thing. Like, they were so long ago in some people's minds. But when you think about entertainment, uh-huh. which is what I said I'm emphasizing personally,
uh-huh.
butts in the seats,
uh-huh.
the three names that pop into my mind,
uh-huh.
in no particular order right now, because I don't want to give away my rankings, are Austin, Hogan, Giant, however you want to rank those. And clearly, Giant's number one for you, but those are the three names that pop into my mind at the top of the list.
Andre Sammartino, I believe Sammartino still has the consecutive sellout of Madison Square Garden record.
Yes,
people,
he does.
Like I'm older, so I understand that. What Ric Flair did and his heyday of selling out football stadiums that they had never done, he was outselling Hogan. So there's that. And then I don't know. I think Austin is a little high in that. I would lean towards Andre, Flair, Sammartino, Hogan as the four greatest salesmen amongst all wrestlers ever.
I'm glad somebody agrees with me with Sammartino. So, as you know, I used to do a show in DC called Fourth and Pain with Chuck Carroll, and we did a top 10 list.
Yeah.
And Chuck went through his first, and nowhere on the list was Bruno, and Chuck knows wrestling, okay? Huh? And I had, I think, Bruno at the time, number three. I always debate between him and Taker and Flair and all those guys.
Yep.
And Chuck looked at me and he goes, holy crap, you have a guy number three that I don't even have in my top 10. And it was like, it was like a light bulb went on. Like, it didn't even occur to him to have Sammartino on that list. And if you look it up, okay, Sammartino has the record for consecutive sellouts at Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. He has the record, and he's in two of the top five, by the way, I might add, when it comes to this. Longest WWE title reigns, okay, 2,803 days, okay, which is like, what, 5 years, six years, something like that?
Yep.
And then he has the fifth. Number two is Bob Backlund, Hogan, Reigns. And then he has the fifth longest title reign at 1,237 days, yet his name is never brought up.
And they were They were months apart. Like, literally, he could have just ran them two together, but to get his wife demanded a vacation.
So his heyday, just for people who know, was in the mid to late 60s, mm-hmm. and then also in the early to mid 70s. Mm-hmm. His major I actually had to look it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a lot of times why he isn't thought of. Okay, so I think we both agree. Hey, love the Giants on this list, way too low. Number 18, and I'm curious, because he's not done. And I think before he's done, he's going to be in the top 10. I'm just going to be honest right now, I have him at 12th.
Okay.
But it's because he's not done. And I'm just waiting to see what more this man can do. And that's Roman Reigns. What are your thoughts on him at number 18 and 12th on my list, honestly?
So here's the problem with Roman Reigns. Again, new. Still new. Because all the people that are above him, we're talking about 20, 30, 40 years of wrestling.
Yes.
20, 30, 40 years of wrestling. And I'm not sure that even in his family, where he ranks and rates, right? So there's that. I think if you said top 25, okay. Higher than that, I can't, because there are too many folks like, we had a texter ask the question, you know, what about Big Van Vader? Doesn't make the top 25. Do you put him in the space with Kevin Nash? Do you put him in the space with Shawn Michaels? Do you put him in the space, with Harley Race? Like, who exactly, where does he belong? And it depends on the person, but I think it's still too high for Roman Reigns.
So for me, I kind of go mentally without even thinking about it. Subconsciously, I go tiers. And my tier one is the 1 through 12 that I have. And that's just what happened without me purposely trying to do it. And then tier two, I've got a whole list of wrestlers in my tier two. Mm-hmm. And then tier three was my question marks, which is admittedly where I have Warrior. It's where I have Goldberg. It's where I put CM Punk was a question mark. Okay, I've got Kurt Angle. I've got Scott Hall, Kevin Nash. Those are question marks for me. That's my tier three. So I've got Roman Reigns just in tier one. And part of that is what I think he's going to do before he's done. Part of that is the Bloodline feud that's coming up. I think he's still going to have the match with The Rock. So it's a little bit of projection in there as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. We might have to go fairly quickly. I do want to get to our top 10. So we got about 7 wrestlers to go before the show ends. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be tough, but we'll do our best, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.